You know, there's much to admire in what the president had to say in his multiple speeches about higher education. He's concerned about cost, and he's concerned about value, as we all are. But there are some additional things that he brought into the picture in his speech. He recognizes the big transformational trends that are going on in higher education, particularly related to technology, considerations of competency-based education, the way that the information revolution can make consumer judgments about higher education sharper, concepts like dual enrollment, which can be very helpful in terms of enabling people to complete their educations more quickly. So it was a great combination of considerations related, as I say, to cost and value, as well as these transformational trends.
I know that part of what he's talking about, too, is making sure colleges stay affordable and that those students who go there have access to financial aid, but they want to make sure that, everybody is sort of on the same page. Do you see a problem, though, in maybe universities, colleges and universities competing a little too much with one another?
The most controversial and challenging part of the president's plan is tying federal aid to college performance, and where performance is defined in ways that have not really been totally worked through yet, but relates to access and affordability and outcomes, principally in the area of graduation rates. And, Sean, interestingly enough, we have some experience in Illinois trying to work through similar issues in legislation that's called performance funding, which applies to the public universities, both the four-year institutions and the community colleges. And so for the past 2 years, we've been wrestling with the best way to achieve a balance between, on the one hand, rewarding institutions that are very successful in terms of getting students through their baccalaureate education, but also recognizing the challenges associated with educating at-risk students. And you know, in Illinois, we have institutions that have, in some instances, large proportion of at-risk students. It's tougher to get those students through. And so the fact that they have lower completion rates has to be recognized in the context of what they're trying to do in educating at-risk students. So we've had great conversations in Illinois about this, and I think we've arrived at a point where we've achieved that balance. Those same kind of conversations are going to have to happen at the national level in order for the president's plan to be achieved.
Well, since the federal government and now the president talking more in these terms, does it change anything that Illinois has already started? I mean, maybe Illinois going down this road, but may have to adopt a different model going forward?
If this plan of tying federal financial aid to performance, however it ends up being defined, comes about, then it will affect the individual institutions. As a state, I don't think it will. However, there is one very exciting part of the president's proposal that could have a profound effect on higher education, and that was the idea of a race to the top for higher education. You know, Illinois competed with other states for in the K-12 race to the top competition. We were not successful in that. However, there was another round of that was race to the top for early childhood education. And there, Illinois has been a great beneficiary, and that program is going to really ramp up and the availability of high-quality preschool education and the quality of what's out there in Illinois. I think that Illinois has a great opportunity to be successful in a race to the top competition for higher education funding because of the collaborations we have among the higher education institutions and the higher education state agencies.
We're talking about President Obama's proposal for higher education. We're talking with the Illinois Board of Higher Education Interim Executive Director, Dr. Harry Berman. I don't want to over-dramatize what's been going on or what the discussion is, but it seems as though we're launching into kind of a brave new world of how higher education could work. Is that the way you see it?
I think that higher education 10 years from now is not going to look the same as it does now. I think some elements of higher education will persist. I expect that there will always be a place for small liberal arts institutions in Illinois, and there will always be a place for our four-year institutions. But what's available to students and the ways that they can complete their education are changing radically. One of the things, of course, that you're well familiar with is the application of technology to higher education and online education. That can only increase, I would expect, in the years to come. But another quite intriguing idea that's emerging has to do with competency-based education and translating the skills that people acquire, particularly adults who maybe haven't completed a college degree, translating those into sort of, let's say, learning equivalencies. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about MOOCs, and if you look at it a certain way, if a student acquires a set of knowledge and skills through enrollment in a MOOC and brings that to a certain institution, in a way, that's a form of competency-based education.
Can you explain again for people that wouldn't know what a MOOC is?
A MOOC is a massive open online course, the kind of courses that students are enroll in at typically no cost, just if they want to just participate in the class. And the highlight of it is the scale of it. Enrollments like 100,000 or 200,000 students at a time in some of these massive open online courses. The president alluded to one of the metrics in terms of college performance being graduate earnings. That's a very tough thing to pin down, and a lot of it has to do with the courses of instruction that students major in and the kind of environments that the schools operate in. So I would say that that's an area where there'd be some big question marks. I did want to mention that I was on a national telephone call with Undersecretary of Education Martha Kanner, and among other things in that call, she mentioned that the ultimate realization of these ideas that the president has will be the product of discussion at the national level. In other words, that these ideas are not fully formulated yet, and they need to be worked through. And that mirrors our experience in Illinois, as I was mentioning, in terms of performance funding. A couple of years ago, the legislators passed legislation requiring a portion of the funding for public higher education to be based on performance. But that was a broad mandate, and through a lot of discussion, we've made headway on that front. And I think that a similar thing would be at play in terms of the president's proposals.
The president certainly discussed student debt. We know this has become a big issue of it taking a lot more money to get through school and people leaving with a bigger debt load. Your thoughts on what he had to say?
Well, there are two sides of this. One was the expectation that he was putting on colleges and universities to do a better job of seeing students through to completion. And we couldn't agree with him more about that. We've got some great initiatives going in Illinois that are aimed at that exact purpose. In other words, it's like saying access and affordability are just part of the story. You also have to have completion to really make the whole investment that the federal government is making in higher education worthwhile. So that's one side. But the other side is some much needed and much welcomed reforms to the obligations that students have to pay for their student loans, and specifically to cap payments at 10% of the monthly income and to develop more flexible repayment plans. He uses the term pay as you earn, which seems only fair.